Hey y'all. Hey y'all. Hello. The energy tonight is beautiful. I hear there are some beautiful portals opening, and some beautiful things are happening if you're open to receiving, because everything that is open has to be open to receive. I have something I want to say. Of course, you know me, talking to Meechie. It's your girl, Meechie B. And we're here at the Beloved House. A little minute with Meechie B. I got a little word for somebody. Let's see, we're going to start. Just listen and flow along with me. You know, I'm going to try to get this in a little storyline for you. As best as I could, but just flow with me. I got you. You know, I try to give you a little something. But let me tell you what I see. I see a renewal of something from your past, maybe concerning some children, concerning a mate, a partner, somebody you used to know. And there's a lot of forgiveness that needs to take place, that is taking place, and compassion. I think you both have come to a point where you have to understand some things that happened between you. And it's time to head in a new direction. Somebody is receiving clarity on their purpose, maybe. This is about something to do with your heart. And your heart is going to tell you what to do. This is also about somebody that had to stand their ground or needs to stand their ground. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for what you believe in. Stand up with your heart. Stand up for what your heart is telling you. You're not wrong. That's your spirit talking to you. That's your spirit trying to get your attention. And when I say stand up for yourself, this is not a physical fight. Remember, we war not with flesh and blood. We war with spirits in high places. So this is more of an energy spirit fight. And this is a strategic fight. So you need to be on guard. But still with compassion. Again, this is a new start. Have confidence. You've come a long way. And it's coming a time where you're going to have to challenge some people in power. Maybe you already have. But also choose your battles wisely. That's again why I say this is a spiritual fight. This may have something to do with a player. This may be at work. This may be a person, a smooth talker, somebody quick, you know, slick with their hands, maybe even has the advantage. You know, maybe somebody or some people that are in their heads about somebody else that they may feel be getting over on them or has gotten over on them. Maybe you made an unwise choice. There's a better way for you to seek your happiness. Avoid people who go against what you truly believe in, what you stand for. People that have questionable motives. Because if you can get past this, you can step into your real power that you've been yearning for, reaching for, moving towards. And you got some spirit animals and guys that have got your back, believe it or not, some ancestors that got your back. They come in all shape, forms, and fashion. Believe what I tell you. No, you don't have to. Do your own research. Do it for yourself. Try talking to your spirit guys. Listen, again, this is a renewal. This is about changing some of the things that you were taught, because now you're walking into what you have learned on your own and what's become available to you because you were open to receive it. Everybody ain't able. That's why they don't get it. Spirit wants you to be optimistic because it's time for you to step into your creative power. There's no need to be impatient. Because you got some exciting opportunities, maybe some news coming in. It's time to let your creativity show you what it does for you. and those around you. Somebody needs to finish something they started. It's time. Because it's time for you to step into your power. Because justice is here. Justice is here. You won. You stayed faithful in this fight. And it's time for you to make a decision, if you haven't already. And try to look at all sides of the situation. Remember, we're doing this with compassion. Stand up again. Stand up for what you believe in. Because this is about your peace. This is about maybe somebody needs to understand, in order for new beginnings to happen, you have to allow endings to happen as well. Because with endings come new beginnings. So it's okay when you have to stand in your power when it comes to certain situations, because you have outgrown certain situations. And it's time for you to go towards your real heart's desires, whatever that may be. Because there is definitely something trying to come in for you. This is about your peace. This is also about somebody's love. Not only for themselves, but for a person. So you need to release all the negative energy connected to it if you really want this to come in. Because obviously your heart feels some kind of way about this. And it's something that has been a relationship with this, with this player that has come to an end as well. Maybe this is, again, this is not just personal, but like relationships. This is somebody that you attracted in. So that's why it's time for you to stand your ground about the new belief systems that you have now. You have some type of relationship with this person. And your beliefs have changed. You're no longer who maybe they once or you once connected with. This is about some money. Definitely. This is about some money trying to come in. And it's going to take for you to end some relationships. Growth is trying to happen. With growth comes awareness. This is where you expand your consciousness through your creativity, believe it or not. Have courage. Have courage. Because you have the strength that is taken to face these fears, these illusions with confidence. That's where your courage is going to come in at. There's an opportunity that's trying to come in, and you need to be bold and be in childlike energy. Be in childlike energy. Be in that energy that, you know, our imagination goes wild for us. When we were kids, we could imagine the wildest things as adults would say. Even with your love life, this is also concerning some emotions. You have the power right now to change the direction of this renewal that's trying to come in. Take action and be passionate about it. Somebody's been working too hard. And maybe too many hours. You need to balance out your life. Let others help you. Somebody is stressed out. Somebody might have some real health problems going on because you're stressed about this player energy that you know. Maybe. This, wherever this is at, whether this is at work, whether this is your friend, whether this is your homie, whether this is your old man, your old lady, your husband, your wife, it's got you stressed out, and it's time for you to stand your ground. It's making you old. It's making you feel old. You can't even do your work like you're supposed to. You're dropping stuff. You barely can pick it up. I pray you're not on a cane. You know, don't let this do this to you. It's time for you to let it go so you can walk into this renewal if you haven't already. I don't I don't, this is actually concerning your health. This could bring about death. And I don't even want to say this, but this is concerning your health. And if you don't do something about it, death is here. And I don't know who this is for, but I don't like it. So I'm begging you. I don't beg, but I will beg whoever this needs to hear this, because you've been working too hard for this relationship. You've put in a lot of work to it's made you feel old. It made you feel like death is coming, maybe. But you have a renewal here if you receive it. All you got to do is stand in your power, because it's here. It's here backing you up. All you got to do is stand in your power and release and allow this death to happen. But your death doesn't have to happen. Allow this situation to die so you can walk. So you can walk without all of this other stuff weighing you down. You have life. You have, I see growth trying to happen here. But you got to release. This is concerning your financial security. This is concerning your family. Somebody might be pregnant. Somebody already have, you know, a baby or two. This is concerning some elders in the family too. Maybe some men. This is concerning your security, your peace. I told you from the beginning, this is about peace. This is about passing on the knowledge. It's time for things to change for you and your family, and opportunity is here. All you have to do is make the decision. Opportunity is here, I promise you. Take the necessary steps. Something, there's a partner that's trying to come in, maybe. Maybe you need to partner with somebody to share your dreams. Somebody that is going in the same direction as you. It's time for you to expand your plans, because it's time to move forward. Keep moving forward if you are, because justice is here. At the end of all of this is justice. At the end of all of this is an opportunity for you to stand in your power, to take back what's rightfully yours. Maybe you need to get some wise advice from somebody. Maybe you need to be more stoic. This is also about some public speaking for somebody. Somebody also needs to communicate clearly. Communicate what it is that you want. Somebody isn't talking. Somebody just sitting and you waiting on something to change, but you're not saying the right things. And you're dealing with somebody that's unemotional, and it's time for you to make a decision about it. Somebody that's unemotional, I mean, somebody that's emotionally unavailable. Your dreams are trying to come in. Your peace. Let's talk about that first and foremost before we get to your dreams. Because believe it or not, that your peace alone can be a block if it's not there to get to your dreams. You have to remember what it is that you want for your life and believe that it can come in. Because this is about your awakening. Somebody has awakened. Somebody has woke up. Somebody has come out of limbo. Somebody had to take a pause for the cause. Because somebody got some insight. You see things in a whole different light. And it's time for you to embrace who you really are. If somebody wants to give, someone wants to step outside of the box, This is about your peace. That's a lesson for you. Something about a lesson also when it comes to allowing things to die out when they need to. Understanding when certain situations have come to an end. Relationships, work relationships, personal relationships, even family relationships, if that means for a pause, again, a pause for the cause, you know, for my peace. Because you're growing, and maybe they're not growing on your level, but you have to have courage to be able to step forward regardless, because this is about your growth. This is about you moving forward in life. Remember, regardless if this is about your children, if this is about your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, everybody has their own individual life to walk. If this is about your lover, an ex-lover, somebody that you need to walk away from, everybody has their own individual path. And we have to respect them for where they are on their path. Give them that time and space. But that don't mean you go back in your corner and you sit and wait. That your life doesn't stop. Because does the clock stop? Does the earth stop moving? Do the cars stop out there? And somewhere cars are constantly moving. And that's how life moves. So you have to keep moving. Because if you don't, you remain stuck. And if you're dealing with somebody that's probably manipulating the situation to keep you stuck, then that you need to wake up to too. Because maybe there is some envy here. Somebody that maybe envy you, and maybe you envy somebody else or something else. And envy isn't necessarily a bad thing. Understand, when people envy, it's not necessarily because they jealous or they just mad. It's about malice. It's not. It's more so that maybe you are living a life or you have something that they're yearning for, but they not trying to take per se what you got. They just want some of their own, and they're honestly trying to figure out how to get there. Now, how they go about trying to figure out how to get there is what can come into question sometimes, you know, whether they, you know, coming off at you and or, you know, whatever. But that's different. But envy isn't, you know, just a bad thing. Understand that. It's not something for people to frown, to look down upon. It's something for you to learn, to understand that it's a part of life. It happens. It ain't nothing to stay stuck in. And if you're stuck in envy, you need to wake up. Wake up. Because everybody is the same. We are all the same. We just grow differently. We all got different challenges. Your abundance is trying to come in. You are a limitless being. You have abundance that can come in. You are the Powerball. The God that you talk to and speak to and pray to lives within you. Ain't that what they said? Ain't that what they told you? Ain't that what they taught you? That's what they taught you, right? All right, then. God is within you. But they also taught you that to pray to a God like it's outside of you, right? Okay, that's the contradiction and also the confusion. Let's clear that up right now. God is within you. You are God. Step into your power. That's, we all have it, but you have to listen to your heart and your intuition. Those things that silently scream at you. I ain't talking about fear and fear, because fear is panic. Intuition kind of creeps in every so often. But it's loud because you hear it enough. It's loud because it touches you. Because you know what you know. It's a feeling. It's time for you to make a judgment call and stop judging other people. A judgment call on your life. Stop judging other people. And understand, again, we all are unique and we all got different challenges. But we are different but the same and all connected. Find a humor in this. Find a humor in this. Maybe that's why at the beginning of this reading, I was laughing. I was laughing because it's like, it's time to laugh about this, because if you do not find the humor in this, it will kill you. Whoever it is stressing, please stop. Please stop. Please stop. we're going to find a way to come together on some type of platform, if that's what it takes, so that I can share some of this energy that I be having with other people, because that's what I love to do. I love to help. I love to give. I want to share. Have courage. Stand in your faith, because it's time for a change, baby. And I understand that nothing can grow or evolve without movement. If you don't move, you don't eat. If you don't eat, you don't sleep. That's a fact, right? Somebody loves to give. Somebody loves to be of service. And there are some things that you want to do in your life. You feel good when you're helping other people. It makes your heart flutter like mine's. And it's time for you to be able to step into that. And you can't do that if you can't really stand in your truth like you need to. And it has to happen, believe it or not, again, with our personal lives. And first of all, with our person, our first person, our self. It has to happen with you first. You have to come into union with you and be honest with yourself about how you feel, about how you live in life. And you're not wrong for how you choose to live your life. But you can't allow other people to put their perception of how you should live their life on for you. If you're not careful, you know, people will attach themselves to you because, you know, they see where you're going and, you know, they need some help. And I need you right now. But, you know, it comes a time in people's life where you outgrow certain things, certain situations, and certain behaviors. And that's when you have to have courage to move forward. This is what this life, this realm, this earth is about, life lessons. That's what you see if you look at it that way. If you ain't open to it and you just lollygagging through life, yeah, you like a ping pong on a ping pong table. Ding, 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 ding. Like on the ping pong table. I'm going to give y'all some love. Let me see what other message from the Whispers of Love we got. I hope this is for somebody. Life has a funny way of showing you lessons. Ooh, what it was hopped out of there. Hold on, you guys. We have be willing to express love. Whatever this is, Spirit doesn't want you to do this in bitterness, because that's how a lot of people leave messed up situations. You know, and that's how they make bad karmic cycles, because karma isn't bad. Or my personal belief systems is, in this world, it's not about good or bad. It's about you making decisions that you can live with. When it comes to karma, I'm realizing that karma isn't about quote unquote good or bad. It's about the both. Honestly, if you want to put it in that layman term, it's about the both. It's about making good karma or bad karma. And it's up to you what type of trail you want to leave for yourself. But, you know, karma is here. That's what karma is here, is for order. Karma is here to make sure you do what you're supposed to. Not act like you blindsided when certain things come into fruition, because pay attention to how you're moving. It's time to be more conscious of how we're moving in this world. Rest. It's time to get some rest. It's time to relax. You need it. It's okay to take a break. We all have a fundamental need to. And I guess that's funny, because I have to learn to. I have so much that grows through my mind. You know, I am learning to do what I'm told when I'm told to do it, and that helps me. And then I can rest accordingly. This is about something to do with your heart. There's more going on than meets the eye. This is something about some prayers, some things that people have been dreaming about. Maybe again with the relationship, maybe with the dream job, maybe with somebody that you really had to forgive, even. Believe it or not, there's more to it than meets the eye. This is about your relationship patterns. maybe something that you had to wake up to. And something that you are waking up to, your relationship patterns, and it's time for you to change. It's time for you to do what you need to do so that you can move forward in your life. You don't have to. It's a choice. That's what our birthright is, free will. And be patient with yourself. Love is patient. Love is kind. Be patient with this person that you're going to have to talk to. Be patient with them. They're going to need it because they also have their own battle to fight. And when we do better, that's what I was saying. Thank you, Spirit, for bringing that back. When we do better about how we exit these relationships, because again, relationships are about teaching us about ourselves and others so that we can have more understanding, more compassion, be more loving, especially when death of a relationship comes. Be more compassionate and loving when you exit the relationship so that you don't leave a not so good karmic trail. Because karma is here for order. Karma can be your best friend. I know she mine. A lot of people can't stand her. But she mine because I understand her now. She has become my best friend. I get it. I see why she is the way she is. You know what I'm saying? She that way for a reason. And it, her job, that's what she was here, put here for, to help with order. Obviously, that's my understanding of karma. She's a beautiful person. When you work good with karma, baby, she work good for you. It's learning, again, step into your power. When you step into your power, I promise you, you'll find freedom. There's freedom in accountability. A lot of people hear me say accountability, accountability, accountability. Because there is freedom there. There is freedom here. Being able to own up to your ish no matter what it is. I know, let go of the fear of somebody throwing it back at you. Who cares? You lived it. You done it. It's done. You learn from it. If you ain't still repeating it, you ain't got no reason to feel no way about it. If you ain't still repeating it, you ain't got no reason to feel no way about it. Let's see what we got here. Because this is a lot of like red energy here, which tell me this is time to go. Somebody wants to know when something is happening. It's time to go now. Let's see what this monology is going to tell us. But I see quite a bit of red, but also be patient with this process, because maybe somebody needs to allow some things to grow out so that you can move accordingly. But it's about something you need to release and surrender to the divine. Have faith in your dreams. Surrender to the divine in you, the divine masculine, the divine feminine that you are. It's time for you to take charge in your life. This ain't about nobody else's life, because we can't control others. All we can control is ourselves. Right? Right. Let me get something out of here, Spirit. One more. A time for healing. And it's time to take action. Hold your vision, baby. Hold the vision. I want to give you guys something else. Let me find. I don't know. I'm going to do better with this. Y'all work with me. Because I love you. I love those that are supporting me, that tune in and listen. These are butterfly affirmations. Hopefully to give you guys a little something. I pray I don't beat anybody up with the way that I talk. I've learned to deliver better. I do believe and know and realize now that once upon a time my delivery was not the best. And it wasn't because I held some type of malice in my heart. It was just because I was so passionate about the things that I believe in. But I've learned to calm down. Now don't get me wrong, I'm still Meetra. And for those that know Meetra, other than that, it's Meetra. But I'm still me. But I've learned to mellow out. Letting go create space for me to receive. Somebody wants to receive, but you can't receive with a closed fist. You better open your hand. You can't receive with a closed fist. You better open your hand. Release, release, release. I soothe away anxiety and stress by choosing to do things that help me relax. So maybe somebody was wondering, how could I release this stress? Get more into things that help you relax. Maybe it's music. Somebody needs to get outdoors. Somebody needs to get amongst the trees. I know it's a little cool outside, but enjoy the sun while it is here. I don't know what type of winter it comes that's coming, but I don't try not to get caught up in, you know, what they say. But I find a way to find my peace in no matter what type of weather it is, whether that's spiritually, mentally, physically, out here in this world. I find my peace and get there and stay there. I like to take care of myself with love through rest, play, movement, and positive thinking. Self-care. Self-care is important. That's what self-care is. Knowing when it's time to rest. Your body going to tell you to rest. Knowing when it's okay to play. It's okay to play. Just don't overdo it. And when you know you overdoing it, you know you're spending too much money. You know you taking too much time off. Be honest with yourself. Let's not be lazy, because the energy that's going on around us, I don't know if anybody into this, but we got a full moon that's happening now, and we have a eclipse that's coming up, I think the 18th or the 19th. And let me see what else we got. I give myself permission to switch off my mind and have some fun. It's time. It's time. Somebody need to have some fun. Probably me, but we're going to see what spirit got for me. It's time for me to release my mindset concerning some money. I'm just going to be honest with that. So maybe some of us got what some may call poverty mindset, where our belief systems around money was what we were taught by our parents. And it's time to let go of that, because money is being manifested differently these days. It's not being manifested with breaking your back or on a job for 30 years. It's time for you to get your mind right. And what did it say? Free your mind and your ass will follow. Free your mind and your ass will follow. Man, let it go. Let it go. Find the humor. It's easy for you to attract all that you need in your life if you find the humor. If you vibrate on a higher level, people will come towards you. You will attract what it is that you are wanting and desiring. But you got to change your energy and trust. Trust in who you are. If you trust in God, you got to be able to trust in who you are. If you're not trusting in yourself, but you're trusting in God, that's why things are off. Because things are going to work out just fine. Be thankful for the many things. Be thankful. Show gratitude. That attracts abundance into your life. You are well deserving of the respect that you know that you deserve. And you deserve love and true happiness. And you're supposed to give that. When you want that, you give that. If you're giving that and you're not getting that back, then something needs to change. Because life doesn't have to be in perfect order for none of us. But we have to choose our happiness first. Choose you first. That's going to be your real true happiness. When you stop choosing you, you're going to see things going to go crazy in your life. Yes, this is about you, because this is your life. And when you're not happy, that's something that's not right in your life. And you need to figure out what that is. Even if that means it's the person laying next to you, unfortunately. Because you are valuable. Just like you value the person in your life, you too are valuable. But if you don't value you, don't expect the person you laying next to. If they're not thankful for your presence, well, show them what it's like to be without it. You don't have to control your life. No, let me say this right. For those that truly, truly believe, as you say, it's time for you to allow the magic that is in your life to truly come back. It's time for us to get back to that childish-like energy. You know, we get mad with some people because they're childish in some ways, and it'd be, you know, some would be right. But listen, it's time for us to get back to that childish energy that's going to bring in all of this that we are desiring. Because we do have it, and that's what I almost said, because it's stored up for you. These are your treasures that are stored up for you. But in order to get it, God, it's almost like God wants you to get back to that Santa Claus-like energy. And look, Christmas is coming up. Get back to, because that's how they did. They made Santa Claus like Jesus, didn't they? So get back to that. But you're believing in you. You believing in God. You believing in what you've been given. You believing in your heart that makes it go pit to pat. Get back to that. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. I pray this energy touched each and every one of you far, near. And I'll get with you guys later in a minute. Peace.